John, plenty of grit, plenty of determination and some clinical finishing from your centre forward. How pleased are you with the away win tonight?
Well, I'm delighted with the win, obviously. You know, any time you get an away win, any time you get a win, to be honest. But any time you get an away win in this league, it's difficult. So, you know, you've got to be proud of it. It was a really surreal game, to be honest. You know, their crowd were very flat at the start, which transmitted to the players. And for the first 10 minutes, we could do what we wanted. And what we wanted to do was just keep the ball and not do really much with it. And it had the feel of a testimonial or a pre-season friendly. Or an end-of-season game with nothing at stake. So we had to lift our game. And then from, you know, just having control the ball without really hurting them, we lose the ball, they go into our box, they hit the bar, and then they got on the front foot and we give them a lift. And to be fair to them, like, they had a couple of chances after that, and I think the goal was coming, you know, their goal. We know the way they're going to play with the ball up to Pope, but he's, you know, he's handful, but you got to pick runners up, you know, got to pick second men up and third men up, and we didn't, and it was a poor goal to concede from our point of view. And then, you know, we hadn't really troubled them the first time we went near their goal. Liam Nolan had a shot off balance, didn't go anywhere near the goal. And you think it's going to be one of them nights where, you know, we overplay, the lads have the ball, they get men behind the ball and make it difficult for us. And then Billy pops up with a great goal. You know, very trademark Billy. And, you know, coming from a great challenge by Jordan. And it gives us probably the wake-up that we needed. Second half, I thought we were brighter. We started brighter. Got maybe at them a little bit more. Got the second goal, and then possibly we decided to see it out. It wasn't a tactical decision, but, you know, even the best teams in the world, you know, as the clock ticks, they tend to try and see it out. And I'd have liked us to have caused them more problems going forward, because there was a lot of space. They committed a lot of men forward. We altered our system, then we altered it back. And for all the bluster that, you know, poor fair lads in the second half, Chappie's made a good save in their post from Pope. And then they've had the scramble at the end, you know, in the third minute of injury time. We have defended really, really well in the second half. We've defended the long ball really well. We've picked up the second ball really well. And that's, you know, all credit to our defenders. We've sorted out really well. And the rest of the team, to be honest, we feel as though we've got to be a bit more incisive with our passing. We feel as though we can keep the ball a bit better than they're off, which is, you know, something to work on. But, you know, it's 10 games in now, and I'd have bit you enough 2 points a game. I hope it can continue till the end of the season, because if it does, we'll go up.
Talked a lot about taking chances in the last few weeks. How much did Billy Key epitomise that tonight?
Well, I'd probably say that's our only two shots on target. So that's rare for us, really. And, you know, we spoke about, you know, other away games. You know, we went to Chesterfield and had 20 shots. Went to Morecambe and had 24, 28 shots. So, you know, we are capable of doing it. But, you know, you got to, whatever it takes to win a game, you've got to do it. And tonight it wasn't pretty, but, you know, the end justifies the means. We have to improve. If we're going to get where we want to get, we have to improve. We have to improve technically in the final thirds. We have to improve our concentration from defending for 90 minutes and not just 89. As a team, not just the defenders. And we have to possibly, if we see an opening to get at teams, we've got to get them a bit more and maybe not be ponderous in our build-up play.
And I know as a centre-forward, you love your centre-forward scoring, so that must have delighted you tonight.
Certainly everyone going into the game today, I really fancy Billy to score. And it's guys like this, he really comes to the fore. I thought he was superb tonight anyway. Forget his two goals. His second half display was fantastic. He's led the line brilliantly. He's took a real battle tonight and kept going. On another night, we'd have been playing against 10. Jordan goes clean through and gets stripped up. You know, you get them sometimes, you don't get them. But Billy's stuck to his task today really, really well. I'm delighted that he's got his two goals.